Minister St. Pierre was the featured speaker at SUNY Plattsburgh's Institute on Quebec Studies annual Distinguished Quebec Address. Following her formal presentation, she emphasized that the current Quebec provincial government has no interest in putting forth a referendum on sovereignty.
I think it's very important to send this message to people in the United States because when you don't have the stability in a government or in a question in a country, you can work on other projects. With our administration, we won the election last year in April, and what we saw in the reaction is the fact that we won't see a referendum in the next mandate. What we want is the stability. What we want is to be part of Canada. We want to stay in Canada because we deeply believe that the fact that Quebec is in Canada, that Quebec is better in Canada, and that Canada is better with Quebec. I think if you look at the result, the data of the election, you will see that the independence of Quebec is very low. It's 32%. Which is very low. And it's because what people want is job, is future for their children. This is what they want. And they want the stability. Of course, there, sometimes we have frustrations.
You are a Francophone.
Yeah.
Wouldn't, if you have strict signage regarding French use and such, wouldn't that be detrimental to some tourism and cross-border business?
I don't think it's an obstacle because, you know, people in Quebec speak English and you can go to an hotel, a restaurant, they will serve you in English as well. What we want to make sure is the fact that our culture, our identity, our language is protected. But the protection is not against other people. The protection is for us. And also you will see if you visit Quebec, you will learn another culture, and you won't have any problem because you will discover something different. You will discover also a part of France. You will feel, if you go to Quebec City, you will feel that you are in a small city in France. And people speak French, but at the same time, people like to welcome tourists and are open-minded and want to help. And it's not an obstacle.
What's changed between, 10, 15 years ago when the very strict laws were criticized and now?
Yeah, it was criticized at the beginning, of course, because some people were afraid that they will lose their culture, they will have to, and it was criticized in I don't want to be rude, but in the English newspaper, in English, it was criticized. But at the same time, I think that Anglophones in Quebec understand that being able to speak more than one language is an asset. People have accepted the fact that we want to protect our language and we want to protect our culture, we want to protect our identity. The law is there. I don't think that it should be seen as something which is bad. It's not bad at all.
In your speech, you talked about some of the data regarding the cross-border trade between Quebec and New York. What potential for growth does the government of Quebec see? And are there certain sectors where you foresee great growth in the near future?
Oh, I don't have a crystal ball, but what I can say is the fact that there are some places where we can work together. For instance, energy, hydroelectricity. Also, we have to talk about security at the border. We can work together in this security matter. We have to look at our companies like Bombardier or Saputo, who are established here in Plattsburgh. They are creating jobs. And I think that we can see some places where we can increase our relation, our partnerships. And also in university, we can increase our partnership with universities like Plattsburgh Universities. The Plattsburgh has a very good partnership with Bishop's University. We have to work together. We have to continue to work together. And now we see the value of the dollars, which is, I have to say, very interesting for us, because for our exportations to the United States is very good, because it's cheaper. And last year it was $6.7 billion US dollars in this area, New York State. But I think that it could be better in 2014, in 2015, and the next years.
Madame Saint-Pierre served as Minister of Culture and Communications and the Status of Women in previous administrations. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.